When you get married, it's a big commitment. All right? It's the most important decision you can make, probably outside of salvation. Okay, so when you marry someone, hey, make sure you're marrying the person that you really want to marry. Don't just get caught up with how beautiful they are or whatever. Do you believe the same things? That's an important thing. If the other person's not saved, you're going to have your life's going to be ruined in that decision also. So make sure you're marrying someone that's saved. Marrying someone that has the same goals that you have, the same, want to share the same life with. But, you know, make sure that they, men, make sure they want to follow you.
Yeah.
If they don't want to follow you, then you're going to always have issues in your marriage.
Amen.
But be a followable husband also. Amen. When you say you're, you know, you're one way, but then when you get married, you turn into another person, that's wicked. You know, if you're saying, hey, I read my Bible every day, and I go soul winning, I go to church 3 times a week, and then when you get married, you stop doing that, you know what? You are deceiving that person.
Yep.
But when also you're saying, hey, I'm going to marry you, I want to follow you wherever you want to go. If you want to be a missionary in this country, then I'll follow you. And then when it comes down to it, you're like, I was just pretending. I don't really want to be a missionary's wife. I don't want to be a pastor's wife. I was just tricking you. You had a great job, you know. Nice car, nice face, whatever, you know. Look, be legit with people.
Amen.
So let's look at Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15. This will be the last verse I go to on this point. Proverbs 5, verse 15 says, give you a second. Proverbs 5, verse 15 says, drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. Now, you're thinking like, Pastor Thompson, what does this have to do with marriage? Well, let's read on. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. What's it talking about? Drinking waters out of your own cistern. You don't go outside the marriage and drink somebody else's waters. You drink your own waters out of your own well. Out of a cistern is like a collecting bowl or something where water will drip into it. It's like, that's what it's basically saying. It's like a reservoir that you make. But the well, so what's God liking it to when you're married, that you drink those waters out of your own well, out of your own cistern? You don't go outside the marriage to try to drink somebody else's stuff, right? That is what it's talking about. It says, rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. Not somebody else's. Her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? So we're not supposed to go outside our own well. Once you are married, you become one flesh. And then that is, you guys are supposed to be together and with nobody else outside. The marriage bed is undefiled as long as you keep it within the marriage.